this week's parasha is Parashat Bamidbar, and the beginning of the Sedra deals with the census which was conducted of Bnei Israel at the beginning of the second year after Yitziat Mitzrayim. And the pasuk says, "U'et rosh kol atat Bnei Israel mishpachotam neveit avotam." You should count all the heads of the congregation of Bnei Israel according to their families and their fathers' houses. B'mispar shemot kol zachar l'gugulotam, by the number of their names, every male l'gugulotam, according to their heads. But Rashi points out that it doesn't literally mean that you count their heads, rather al yedei shekalim. You have to count them, not directly counting each person, but each person gives a half shekel, as we learn in Parashat Ki Tissa in Sefer Shemot, and then those half shekel coins are counted up. The Gemara in Masechet Yoma, Daf Kaf Bet, says, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, asur limnot et Yisrael, afilu l'dvar mitzvah. Rabbi Yitzchak says you're not allowed to count Jewish people, even if it's for the purposes of a mitzvah. And that's the reason the Gemara in Yoma talks about why is it that when the Goral, when the lottery was conducted to work out which of the Kohanim would do the Avodah each day, so the way they would count the Kohanim was not by counting the Kohanim directly, but instead they would count their fingers. And this, of course, has lots of implications, because we do paskin like this for halacha, and the Magin Avraham in Simon Kufnun Vav says that you're not allowed to count Jewish people, but rather what you have to do is you have to put out your fingers and you count the fingers. So this is the implications are very wide. One of the classic questions discussed in Poskei Zmanenu, and going back some time as well, is the question of conducting a census. This has been particularly relevant in Medinat Yisrael for the past 70-odd years, and even before that as well. Are you allowed to count the number of Jews in Medinat Yisrael? And if so, how are you going to do it? But it's not just in that. You sometimes want to know how many people you've got coming to a simcha, how many people have responded to your invitation, how many people are coming to shul on Shabbat, how many members have you got on your membership list? How are you going to count those numbers? So indeed, some people say that it's only a problem when you actually count the people there in front of you. This is what the Pa'at HaShulchan says. It's only when you've got the people right in front of you and you're counting this one is one, this one is two, this one is three, this one is four, etc., etc. But when you're just counting names off a list, then it's not prohibited. Others, he also suggests that it might be that it's prohibited only if you actually count them. But if you just glance at the people and in your head you count them rather than verbalizing it out loud, then it would be permissible. Likewise, you go through a list and you skim it with your eyes, or you've got a spreadsheet and the spreadsheet tells you how many people there are, then it's not going to be a problem. And the Chida suggests that perhaps the whole problem is only when you're counting an entire population. If you're just counting a group of individuals, then it wouldn't be a problem. Though, of course, the Gemara in Yoma, which is only counting a group of Kohanim, would indicate to the contrary. In any event, this is a point which is discussed by many poskim in various ways. Some poskim have been very much opposed to participating in the census in Israel. Others have been more relaxed about it for various reasons, and sometimes, especially nowadays where it's largely done by computer, adding things up, then it's going to be much less of a problem. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says that the way you count towards a minyan is, rather than counting the people, is you use a pasuk. The pasuk that the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch mentions is Hoshea Tamecha Varecha Nachalatecha Urem V'Nasa'im Ad Ha'olam. This is a pasuk which has got 10 words to it. The Sefer HaOra, one of the Rishonim from the Beit Medrash of Rashi, says actually to use the pasuk Vanibrov Chastecha Vor Beitecha Eshtecha Velecha Kodshecha Biratecha, which is of course a pasuk to do with tefillah, but the pasuk of Hoshea Tamecha, save your people, might also be relevant, because the pasuk in Parshat Kitisa says the reason why you don't want to count people is v'lo yevahem negef, that there shouldn't be any harm coming to the people, and therefore maybe that's why we use the pasuk of Hoshea Tamecha, save your people, so that there won't be any harm. The other thing could be that the Magen Avraham, based on the Gemara in Yoma, says that it's only a problem to count the people, it's not a problem to count their fingers, so you could get everybody in shul to put out their fingers, or as some wits suggest, you know, you want to know how many people are in shul, count the feet and divide by two. Ad kan, Shabbat Shalom.